It's been an evolutionary rather than revolutionary process. That's what I mean by small increments. Looking back, you can see a big jump. I'll give you an example. I've just finished some work, published this last July, on a very common, very important problem. I'm not saying my work is all that important. I happen to think it is. But the channels that we talk about in communication theory are scattering channels. They scatter the radiation. And this is a very hard phenomenon to describe quantitatively. Clearly, we have to use some kind of statistical technique, or at least the predictive part, beforehand, to get a feel for things and what the numbers to be. Now, the central problem, to my mind, are two of them. Scattering are multiple scattering and boundary scattering. The classical mathematics of these is very complex. And there's been a lot of work done by extremely able people. These problems similarly arise in quantum mechanics, finding that we don't rise in part to diagram numbers, Russians did some of this about 10, 12 years ago. And others applying some of these techniques to the scattering problem. You're counting up the interactions. Radiation hits a scatterer, catches another one. How many ways can you do this? It gets to be a classical mess. And there have been techniques for handling it, but in my mind, none of these is terribly satisfactory. Because they boil down to monster computational problems. You can set up the mathematics. Doesn't mean anything ultimately unless you get some numbers out. It's sort of the iron rule of theory, I think. You may get a qualitative phenomenon, that's important too. But I'm talking about a measurement. Science is a measurement. Now, what I've attempted to do, and I've spent 25 years mulling this over, taking the half-baked ideas and try to cook the truth, and I think I've been able to do it. I've devised a way of doing this problem to handle all levels of multiple scattering, handle the boundaries, everything else. And the central idea is, let's subsume them into a statistical frame, an input and an output, and we have a procedure. And it's the catch originally was, I thought it was about catch was, well, how do you relate it to the classical formulation, which has everything in it, but you can't get it out. So I finally thought of how that should be done. And just in the last year or so, I've been able to do it. I've been able to show an isomorphism, a one-to-one between the classical theory, which is developed in terms of operators, which is very handy to think. But not very good to calculate. But it gives you what's happening. Here's a triple scattering, here's a quadrant, all those kind of things. To show how those could be in principle counted in a statistical way. And of course what we're interested in is the statistics of the whole group. And I won't bore you with the details, but Chris I've succeeded in doing one has to make certain assumptions, which you then test against the reality. Just as you do in the same problem in classical physics. Non-classical, you have to go to experiment and measure the parameters. You want a theory which is, as they say, is the word I want to conservative in the number of parsimonious. You don't want to have 46 parameters, 46 terms. I mean, that's a problem. That doesn't make sense. So that I would say I'm really very pleased with. I think one or two people may understand it. I'm trying to beat the drums to say, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. Because it removes the difficulty of dealing with the multiple scatter problem in the classical formula. Scattering off the ocean surface. Classical problem, very important. How do we handle that? We've got breaking waves. We've got specular reflections coming from waves. You've got random stuff. You've got all kinds of shadowy stuff. It's a monster. hell in there too. And nobody's really gotten beyond in a usable way the drive scatter, the first order scatter. The volume part is similar, but not so bad. Still a stuff problem, but usually volume scatter is not the primary mechanism in which it will work. It's the problem. Well, I'll stop on that. I don't get too technical, but I consider this to be very important in our time to display it. It does involve some statistical ideas, which counting functionals and the Poisson distribution, some people do know about, but they tend to be off-putting. See, it's a communication problem in semantics. Trying to be a little drawn there to the paper or two and just explain the thinking and how it's related to classical words and what it gives you, where it's limitations. The limitations are that you don't get the microstructure.
Mm-hmm. Now, have
that's a small price to pay for getting the answer.